Hi, everyone. This is Leslyn Keith, President of the Board of Directors at Lipedema Project and Director of Research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today, I have an excerpt from an interview with Dr. David Amron from our Lipedema Worldwide Summit held in 2016. Dr. Amron is a plastic surgeon who specializes in liposuction for lipedema and has his practice in Beverly Hills, California. In this excerpt, Dr. Amron describes the pathophysiology of fibrosis in lipedema.
So lipedema is a fat storage disease that is where there's overgrowth of fat tissue, genetically prone in most patients, and this and that in certain areas. We all know that. So what is going on with lipedema? This is a very interesting thing. I was perplexed. How was the fat getting to certain areas, like the areas, the shin bone, what's called the pre-tibial area, the front part of the calves? And this is, again, why I'll talk about the circumferential, why it makes sense. The fat is actually in areas that you'd never see fat tissue in a normal person, the preponderance of it, on top of the shin bone. I mean, in the years of doing calf and ankle surgery, patients that don't have lipedema, the fat is in the posterior part of the calf and ankle. Lipedema, there's that fat that encircles the calf and ankle and is right on top of it. Well, interestingly, it seems that a lot of the initial problem is the microvasculature and the leaky lymphatics. And what is going on, according to studies that were presented at St. Louis by the PhD, I can't remember her name, but she's wonderful, very bright, that the stem cells that are in the lymphatics and capillaries have migrated through the walls of them. They become leaky into the surrounding tissues and then develop into mature adipocytes and then start replicating and duplicating and start overgrowing. And then there is inflammation to those overgrowing fat cells that goes on, and those cells many times are dying off. You get this little styrofoam type of breakages of the fat tissue that Karen Herbst talks about, and you get inflammation to those dying off fat cells and the overgrowing fat cells, and those inflammatory cells, to get a little more typical, are not your lymphocytes, like are involved in autoimmune conditions, but macrophages, your cleaner up cells. And then what goes on is there's that long-standing inflammation begins to develop almost like a scar tissue, a connective tissue, which is made up of collagen. And that is what goes on in long-standing inflammation. It goes on in joints. You've got arthritic joints. You get scar formation in those joints. And that is what we call fibrosis. Fibrosis is a medical term for connective tissue, scar tissue, that has occurred from long-standing inflammation. And in lipedema, you get this network of almost like spider-like scar tissue forming in the fat layer. So lipedema patients many times are more fibrotic. And that long-standing fibrosis, what it then starts to damage the lymphatics, and it starts to move the condition into what we call lipolymphedema many times, with damaged lymphatics. In Durkheim's disease, it's a little bit of a different process. You get these fibrotic nodules, these pea-sized lipomas that are very, very hard with Durkheim's disease that are fibrotic. So that's what fibrosis is. A long answer, but hopefully that's clear.
That was certainly a very, very good description of fibrosis that happens in lipedema and also in Durkheim's. Thank you so much for being part of our summit in 2016, Dr. Amron. And thank you also to you, our listeners. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or here at this website, lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time for another Living Well with Lipedema Flash Briefing.